You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
He's shackled the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. He's tackled the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
He's playing football.
He's having fun. Score a goal.
Scoring a goal.
I've got my feet in my football shoes. Kick it in the goal and we just can't lose.
Just score a goal.
He scores.
Kick the ball with your football shoes.
I'll score a goal and you do the same. We'll definitely win this football game.
He's shot the ball. He's scored a trick.
Score a goal. We're
scoring a goal.
To get control, kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
Control the ball,
and
score a trick.
Score a goal, it's a
scoring kick.
I'll score a goal, and you do the same. We'll definitely win this football game.
He's playing football,
he's having fun. Score a goal,
it's scoring a goal.
I've got my feet in my football shoes.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, Alex Dunn and Jason Lewis here to look ahead to the best of League One and Two coming up over the weekend. Three games in each to go at. No televised games this weekend in Leagues One and Two, but that's not to say that there isn't some fantastic action to look at. Some intriguing games, key clashes at the top and the bottom of each table, and hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two on this week's podcast. Good afternoon, Mr. Lewis. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, but weather's starting to take a turn for the better, really. It's nice and sunny down here in the south, and really, as we look at the season, I say we're not quite in the final straight yet, but we're coming round that end bend, and it's time for teams to really start picking up some form if they're trying to stay in the division or keep going as they're going, really, if they're at the top end. And some good bets around, as always, some very big clashes, a lot of six-pointers at the foot of the tables this week. So hopefully we can get some good bets where out of some teams that are struggling and then back some teams that are doing well at the minute and hope they keep doing well.
I was going to say, the relegation battle in League One in particular is one that looks particularly fascinating at the minute. There'll be several teams looking nervously over their shoulder in the coming weeks. We're going to start in League One with one of those teams. It's Doncaster against Millwall. Doncaster sit in 17th. They've lost four in a row now to Port Vale, to Walsall, to Sheffield United and to Barnsley. All of those by a single goal. So they're not losing heavily, but they are losing, and they're only 3 points off the drop zone as things stand. Millwall have been in great nick of late. They did lose at home to Scunthorpe. That was a bit of a shock a couple of weekends ago. But they bounce back with a good win at home to out-of-sorts Peterborough. They sit in fifth, and they'll be looking to consolidate their place in the playoff picture as things stand. The betting looks like this. Doncaster 2-1, the draw 9-4, and Millwall 11-8 here, Jason.
Yeah, a very good price on Millwall, I think. Really, other than that one blip you mentioned that came against Scunthorpe at home, they've been banging form, really, since the start of the year. Their only other loss in 2016 was an their first game of the year when they lost away at Barnsley. But other than that, they've been in fine form, six wins and a draw in their other games, and cemented a solid position really in the playoffs. They'll be keeping an eye on Wigan and Burton at the top end in case there's going to be a slip up. But I'm struggling to see where they're going to drop all the points, because Millwall currently sit in only the 6 points behind Wigan, but 10 back from Burton, and they don't look like they're going to have a major collapse that's needed to bridge that gap. But you look at this Doncaster side, and I'd say about a month ago, we were saying, they're steady in mid-table. They're not going to get promotion, but they're not going to go down. Four defeats in a row later, and they are right in the thick of this relegation battle now, because some teams at the bottom have started to pick up results. We've spoken about Crewe, did lose last weekend, but they've been getting results. Chesterfield got a big win last weekend. So now, without a win in six games, at home they've lost their last three, and without a win in five at home, it's a bad time for Doncaster. Really failed to keep a clean sheet in six home games, and they've kept only four clean sheets at home all season, so they're not really creating a sort of fortress atmosphere when they're playing at home. And at the same time, conceded two on six occasions at home, and this happened in three of their last four games, so just really poor defensive record. And when you look at Mill, the second best away record in the division, behind only Walsall, 30 points from nine wins and three draws, and they've scored two or more goals in 10 away games this season, and won the race to two in nine of these. So really, for me, 11-8 is a great price, but Millwall here in a race to two at 7-4, race to two goals there, 7-4, a very good bet, or Millwall to score over 1.5 goals, so to score two or more goals in the game, 11-8 are two great options as well. So you're betting the same price on Millwall to score twice as you are them to win, and I just think, the way I see this going, Doncaster all over the place at the minute, really. Their home record suggests they're not that bad at home. 5 wins, 5 draws and 6 defeats. But at the moment, it's a bad time for them. And I think Millwall, best goal-scoring record away from home of anyone in the division. Against Doncaster, who've scored the 7th fewest at home in the league, I think it's got the makings of a Millwall win and quite a canter, really.
Okay, fair enough. Millwall win at a canter in that one. We'll move next to Gillingham against Chesterfield. Gillingham in 3rd place, not quite as solid as they once were, but still boasting that pretty impressive home record. Just the 1 defeat at home all season for Gillingham against Chesterfield side, who have not had a good season. They've been in pretty poor form, but the last 2 results are positive. They had to be as well against bottom and second bottom. A draw at Colchester followed by a win at home to Crewe has got them out of the drop zone. They could comfortably drop back in, though, if results don't go their way here. Gillingham are a very kind 17-20. The draw 11-4 and Chesterfield 3-1. Yet again, Jason, Gillingham, the traders, just don't seem to rate them, do they?
I don't see why they're not rated, really, especially when they're at home. I could justify them being not the best price when they're away from home. But at home, it's a different story, really. Away from home, without winning 4 games, 3 defeats in there. But at home, unbeaten in 5 games at Priestfield. Best home record in League One, as you say, just 1 defeat all season. And that was when Burton came. And they lost that game 3-0, but Burton scored 2 of their goals in added time. So really, it's a 1-0 loss to the best side in the division. Home record, 12 wins, 3 draws and that defeat. 39 points to a possible 48. It's a very, very impressive record. And we look at Chesterfield and they had to win that game last weekend. I didn't think they were. I backed Crewe in that game, but it ended a run of 5 games without a win and they'd only had that draw against Colchester. So coming into this game, probably a little more confident than they would have been, but the big picture away from home, 6 losses, 1 win and 1 draw from their last 8 away games after winning 5 of their opening 8 games of the season. Just struggling to really pick up any sort of form on the road, and I'd still be concerned for them at this stage of the season when there's still a lot of games to go and they're going to have a lot of 6-pointers like they've had against Crewe. So can they keep up the form against the teams around them is probably going to decide whether they stay in the division. A game like this at Gillingham, it's all the emphasis really is on Gillingham in this game, and I think they should come out and win this game well. And I think it's not the best price in terms as a punter, 17-20, but I think you're looking at the best home side in the division, and it's not far off even money really. And if you're looking for something more, well, I've picked out here in half their games this season, both teams have scored. Half their home games this season, both teams have scored landed. Gillingham have gone on to win 6 of these, 4 by a 2-1 scoreline, but they've won 6 games with both teams scoring at home. Chesterfield failed to keep a clean sheet in 16 matches, but in their 11 matches played so far against the current top 7, they've scored in 9. So they haven't ended up getting results in most of those games, but they are scoring goals. So I think Gillingham here and both teams to score 13-5 is definitely a good play if you're not a fan of that odds on price at 17-20. But I can't see a reason, despite the improvement of Chesterfield over the last couple of weeks, that you can back anything other than a Gillingham win here.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that, Jason, definitely. Next up, and the final game in League One that we're going to look at, is Colchester against Shrewsbury. Colchester 11-10, the draw 12-5, and Shrewsbury are 21-10. Colchester sit bottom of the table, Shrewsbury in 21st. They're both in the relegation zone as things stand. Things looking a little more bleak for Colchester than, of course, for Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury come here off the back of a win at Blackpool in the league and a draw at Fleetwood. But, of course, they were no match for Manchester United in the FA Cup on Monday evening. Didn't really give them much of a game. But Colchester haven't really been capable of giving many sides much of a game so far this season, Jason. And I was surprised, maybe not surprised to see them favourite, because they do have home advantage and Shrewsbury haven't been in great nick themselves. But at 11-10, you're getting dangerously close to a similar price that Gillingham are at home to Chesterfield. And as far as I'm concerned, that just doesn't make any sense.
It's just unbackable for me when I look at that bet, really. I can't justify much of a case for Colchester on anything they've done since going back to October. They haven't won a home game since October. Rooted to the bottom of the table by 5 points behind Crewe now and 10 points behind both Shrewsbury, who they're playing in this game, and Fleetwood, who sits safe in 20th position. So it's not necessarily that you want to be pro-Shrewsbury in this match, because themselves haven't got the best of records, especially away from home. But they picked up a big, big win last weekend, a couple of weekends ago, sorry, but because they had Manchester United in the cup this weekend just gone. They massive win at Blackpool. So, and then to come here is the third immediate rival in this relegation scrap they've had in a row. But Shrewsbury have been stronger in these games than the sides around them. So I think you've got to back them in this game. And 15-8 for me is, you're getting 2-1 on a side that have been playing some pretty good stuff. Obviously, they've had that cup running, gone deep in the cup, and they should take some confidence from that. And you'd hope that on the big picture, they did get beaten quite comfortably by Manchester United, but it's a Premier League side at the end of the day, and they've done very well to get to where they did get to in the cup. So I look at this one and I think there's got to be goals. Every time Colchester in a game, there's got to be goals in the game, really. 78 goals conceded so far this season in 32 games, and I've done a bit of the maths, and they're well on course to break 100 goals conceded by the close of the season. If they keep their current rate up, they're going to be near 110, which is, I've never seen anything like it, really. I'm not sure if you have, but it's just ridiculous how they stand any chance of having a hope of staying up with conceding so many goals. But that's how these divisions pan out. There's no win in 18 games for Colchester, 22 games without a clean sheet. Half those figures, it's exactly the same for home. So no home win in 9 and 11 without a clean sheet at home. And I just think 10 home games this season with Colchester, 10 games over 2.5 at home, 7 over 3.5. I don't often put it up, but I think over 3.5 goals in this game at 2-1 is definitely worth a punt really here. And Shrewsbury, plenty of goals in their games recently, and I think there's every chance there could be a share of the spoils here, 2-2, and that wouldn't be enough for Colchester. They need to win this game to, if anything, just draw Shrewsbury back closer to them. But I think Shrewsbury to win this game is a very good price at 15-8. If you're not confident as I am on them getting the job done here, which could be justified with where they sit in the league table, I'd definitely dip into the overs market and go bold on the over 3.5 goals at 2-1.
OK, then we'll move on to the action in League Two, and we'll start with Accrington against Barnet. Certainly an interesting clash, this one. Accrington come into this in fourth position. They've had a good season so far. And Barnet have been in decent nick themselves, actually. They've got 39 points. They're safe from relegation, pretty much. Not mathematically speaking, but some good results of late. Away at Dagenham, and then a surprise 1-0 win at home to Portsmouth as well in midweek has helped boost them up the table. Accrington are the favourites for this game, which you'd expect, Jason, definitely. But Barnet have been decent of late, and could just maybe spring a surprise here. Accrington 3-4, the draw 11-4, and Barnet are 7-2.
You've got to be wary with this Barnet side, I think it's fair to say. And you said there's a shock result against Portsmouth. I wasn't quite as shocked as I think some people were by that, just because how strong Barnet have been at home all season, and knowing some of the recent problems Portsmouth have had in breaking teams down, it wasn't the biggest surprise for me. And my area of concern for Barnet in this game is just how poor their away record remains. So it's the story of their season, really, and it's just kept on going. They did have that win at Dagenham and the draw with Stevenage, but up there with the very best at home, while away from home they're at the bottom when it comes to away results, really. 77 of their points have been picked up at home, and just 9 points from their 15 away games this season with 2 wins and 3 draws, and a league high 10 defeats, really. So the home record is only bettered by league leaders Northampton, but they're here away from home going to Accrington, a very strong side who will still fancy their chances of possibly nicking the third spot, getting from third automatic spot and getting promotion in the division. Unbeaten in 4 games for Accrington, 3 wins and a draw, including a very, very big result winning at Oxford. And their home away results very consistent, really, in comparison to Barnet, who are brilliant home, terrible away. Near identical records for Accrington, home and away. And it's unbeaten in 7 games at home, 5 wins and 2 draws. Scored in every home game this season. So I think Accrington here, they've got to be careful, and it's a potential banana skin coming against this Barnet side. But Barnet just don't offer enough for me away from home to back them here as the outsiders. And if you want to get a bit more value, because I never like necessarily backing a single at odds on when there is a bit of doubt about this Accrington team being able to bait Barnet down, I think Accrington scored in every home game this season, I say, but also clept just 2 clean sheets in that time. So both teams to score in 12 of their 14 home games, and they've gone on to win 6 of their 8 home wins have been in both teams to score, and also over 2.5 goals. So you look at Barnet here, just 16 away goals, but they have scored in 10 of their 15 away matches. So it just means they probably only scored the odd goal in games. So I think Accrington to win this game, and a very big Accrington and both teams to score 5-2 would be how I'd look to get a bit more value. I don't know if you share this view, but I don't want to cast Barnet aside, a very good side, but I just think it's now 30 odd games into the season and they really do struggle away from home. And I just think they're going to go to Accrington here and not be able to cope with an Accrington side who are very good at home.
No, I can understand that, Jason, and you're the pundit here. That's why you get paid the big bucks and I don't. But no, it's purely the fact that Barnet, I think it's almost a realisation with me that Barnet just aren't as bad as I thought they were, if that makes sense. They're actually better than I gave them credit for. So I think their recent results have been fairly impressive in the context of what they were like prior to that anyway. So anyway, we'll move on to the second game. That is Dagenham against Yeovil. Dagenham bottom of the table, Yeovil in 22nd, a real relegation six-pointer this one. Dagenham really have to win or they're going to be in quite a bit of trouble. They've lost four in a row now. Yeovil coming off the back of two draws against Portsmouth and Plymouth, creditable draws as well. The betting looks like this. Dagenham are 13-8, the draw is 9-4, and Yeovil are 17-10.
I think Yeovil in this game have to be the team to back for me. Just one defeat in six games and taken over a third of their total points for the season over the last six matches. So by no means a glittering away record, just two wins, four draws and the 10 defeats. But it's improved from where they were. They lost six of their opening eight away games of the season. And it's do or die time for Dagenham Row, really. They have to win this game against a rival in Yeovil. They've got York as well to come in a week's time at home. So there's some big games coming up for this Dagenham side. But I just can't find a case to be pro-Dagenham, really. It's not won a single home game all season. The only team in the Football League to have not won a home game. And alongside that, they've only won four away games. And it is last chance saloon, really. I don't want to bang on about it, but it is the case. But between these two sides, they've only won nine games all season. Yeovil have only picked up the five wins themselves. But I just think here, back-to-back draws against promotion-chasing sides in Plymouth and Portsmouth, they should be confident coming here to a team that are bottom of the division and be at least picking up a draw in this game. You're getting draw, no bet, Yeovil at 10-11, just odds on the other side of even money. I think that's a great bet anyway, but I can't see there being a hatful of goals in this game. So if you do want to back Yeovil and get a very, very big pump price, Yeovil and under 2.5 goals, 15-4. But it's a case, again, that not necessarily being pro-Yeovil as such, but there have been just one defeat in six games for them and picked up some good results along that way. But I just find it very, very difficult to back a Dagenham side that we're now at the end of February and they still haven't won a game at home. So even draw no bet Yeovil 10-11 has to be taken as a very, very good single. But I'm confident Yeovil get the job done here. And it looks like they're going to out of the mire, really, with where they're at, having won just two games over the first half of the season. It looks now like they could pull off an escape and be playing league football again next year.
Okay. Last up for us on this week's edition of the podcast is Newport against Mansfield. Newport are 8-5. The draw is 11-5. And Mansfield are in the betting at 7-4. Newport sit in 20th. Mansfield in 6th. Newport are in a decent vein of form, actually. They won at Morecambe, beat Carlisle and drew at Exeter. Mansfield have had a good season overall. They come here off the back of a win against bottom of the table Dagenham. They'll want to win to keep the promotion charge on high. It's very, very tight for the playoff places in League Two. So a big game for them, arguably just as big a game for Newport. A win here would really give them some breathing space from the other relegation candidates, wouldn't it, Jason?
Yeah, it's a big game for both teams for very, very different reasons, really. And not a lot of people, myself included, not talking about Mansfield at all when it comes to this promotion race. There's always talk about Leighton Orient had a good run when Kevin Nolan took over. Wickham have always been there or thereabouts, and Portsmouth as well, obviously. But those three sides I've just mentioned are all currently outside the playoffs. And Mansfield have just been going about their business, really. And they're sat there, 51 points. The thing that concerns them probably when they look at the table, they've played more games than anyone else in the top half of the table. But points on the board at this stage of the season are vital, really. So I wouldn't be too concerned if I was a Mansfield fan that we're going to get leapfrogged by everyone, because some of these games, these teams are going to be playing against each other, and Northampton are really the exception. It looks like Northampton are going to beat everyone between now and the end of the season. But everyone else, if you look down the form table, no one's been perfect. So really, in this game, it's just going about to Newport and trying to get a positive result, really. And for them, it's one defeat in their last six games, Mansfield, and they're about a win in their last two games, but they have to be the favourites here for me. And Newport resurgent, as you say, but at home, not as bad as Dagenham, as we mentioned, but they've got the second worst home record in the division, just 12 points from their 14 home games. You've got to question, really, their mentality coming into this game. Do they try and attack and outscore Mansfield effectively, or do they try and sit in and keep it tight and nick your goal, which it looks like what they've done in recent games on the face of it? Unbeaten in three games, two wins and a draw, and the one defeat in six. And that win last time out at Carlisle, however, was only their second home win of the season. A big number of draws for them, six. But I just think here, Mansfield here, myself included, just underrating them. You said earlier that possibly don't rate Barnet as highly as we do. I think Mansfield we can put into a similar bracket. We're looking now coming in towards the end of the season, and they'd probably be disappointed if they don't finish in the top seven. So a 7-4 price for them to come here to a side trying to fight off relegation, I think, is a very good bet to take, and possibly one that won't stand out to a lot of the punters out there, but I think they've got to consider it. And I haven't put any goal scorers up in the rest of the podcast, but I think here, Matt Green can score any time for Mansfield, 19-10. He's got 11 goals for the season. The next high scorer for Mansfield has only got 5 goals. So he's banged in a couple of goals, especially recently, and he's going to need to do a few more if they're going to secure that spot with teams queuing up behind them in the table. So Matt Green, any time, almost 2-1 there, 19-10. But Mansfield just to win this game at 7-4 is probably one of the picks of the outright bets for me this weekend. Despite Newport's recent resurgence, they haven't really been playing the sides of Mansfield's calibre in the table. So I think Mansfield should go here and get the job done.
Okay, fair enough. Right, we'll move on to Naps then, Jason. I've already spoken to Pete Farries. His podcast is just above us, looking at the Championship. This weekend, he's gone with Hull to win at home to Sheffield Wednesday and Abel Hernandez to score at any time at 9-5. That's the Friday night game. I've gone with Plymouth in League Two. They're at home to Notts County, just Plymouth on the outrights. It was 10-11 this morning. It's now 3-4, so it's already come in a little bit. Plymouth very solid at home. Notts County pretty rank on the road. And what's it going to be for you, Jason?
Oh, a disappointing week for myself last week, back in Crewe, drawn no bet. And I think, I think you had a winner, possibly Pete had a winner as well. I can't remember exactly, but I need a result this weekend. And I'm going to delve into the Accrington-Barnet game. And I really like what I put up there on a bit more value on Accrington. So Accrington and both teams to score. So say Accrington, very strong at home, scored in every home game this season, but only kept the two clean sheets. Barnet scoring more away games than they don't, despite having an abysmal away record. So it just seems to fit together quite nicely on Accrington winning this game, 2-1, 3-1 maybe. So Accrington and both teams to score. It's there at 5-2. And that's going to be my nap this weekend, so I can hopefully put a run together. And I'm not sure where I'm at. I'm pretty certain I'm trailing in the nap stakes, so I'm going to have to put a shift in and start closing down yourself and Pete.
Okay, Accrington and both teams to score, the pick for Jason in the, in the naps, of course. We can't put them up as a treble because Pete's got the scorecast in there, but whatever you fancy, best of luck with your bets. They're the three that we fancy. Best of luck with your bets, Jason, as well, and we'll be back next week.
Yep, looking forward to it already. Cheers, guys.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.